Dr. Bracci, how are you?
Well, I'm very good, Tony. Even though when you give me those facts that you were just talking about, it tends to take anyone and set them back a bit and make them feel, you know, have some bad feelings. But always hope for good things in the future.
Well, let's talk about dealing with grief like this. I haven't had to deal with a lot of this. My mother died at a fairly early age, and that's something that still impacts me to this day. But I haven't had a lot of instances like that. And I was just wondering, Dr. John, how do we deal with this? How do we get past this? What's the best way to grieve?
Well, first of all, everyone grieves in a different way, Tony. Everyone has their own approach. We can come up with models, we can come up with ideas, but ultimately, each person has this individual set of circumstances with this particular person they loved and cared for. And the question is just accepting this is what's happened, realizing you can certainly always love the person who has died, always keep those memories, the images that you have, the good times. Don't try to block the person out of your life. And also, don't try to focus on what might have happened if the person had lived. We really can't do that. We have to just accept what has occurred. If we have spiritual beliefs, I think it makes life much easier in this case because we can believe that a higher force, a higher region has intervened and that this was just kind of the end of the person's life and has gone to a better place. If someone has a more secular view, I think we can look at what the person has meant over a lifetime, the help the person gave to others, just to the person who's grieving, and try to use those as examples as the person walks the road of life during the grieving, after they've gotten over the worst effects, and just use the person as an example. So even in the death of the person, there can be lessons learned and things to be given to persons in the future that can carry on from one person to another for generations.
Dr. Bracci, who heals faster, younger folks, teenagers and children, or adults?
Well, I think, again, everybody is completely different. I think what makes this circumstance very difficult is they're so young. You know, I've lost both of my parents, but both of them had lived into their 80s, had lived a long lifetime. I still grieve for both of those. I feel very bad for two parents that I still miss. But it's a more accepted sequence. But when you have young people in the bloom of their life, like in this case, in terms of these persons or a few of the other the deaths that we've had here in the past year in our community, it's been a pretty tough community for driving and accidents, people getting killed, young people, that I think it makes it much harder for everybody involved. People ask the question, the why. But I believe for parents that lose children, it seems particularly difficult because this isn't the way it's supposed to be. Like if you're 40, 50, 60, whatever it might be, and you lose a young son or daughter, it's, I think, particularly difficult, even though everybody is totally different. You know, different. It's hard to say what is worse, but I do tend to find in my work over the decades that parents that lose children that are in the bloom of life seem to have so much to offer. It seems to be devastating for much, much longer periods of time, but anyone who loses someone they love is going to go through a difficult period, Tony.
Is it healthy to use examples like this in teaching other children not to make the same choices?
Absolutely. I think if we can learn and give the lessons to the future for other persons, all the better. I think that is the key. And sometimes there really isn't even a lesson. Sometimes there's just an accident. In fact, I've had an odd thing happen. I was in the emergency at Sparrow a few days ago with my wife's niece, who was in a car accident here on 127. Fortunately, she's okay, but she was thrown 40 feet from the car and did not die. But still, you know, when these things happen so close to life, you know, here you and I are planning to talk today, and then I end up in emergency with a teenager who has been in an accident. Fortunately, nothing apparently appears to have been grievously hurt, but boy, you know, it's a tough world out there, and I think one thing people have to realize, they certainly, when they're driving, they have to watch out, even if they're wrong. These things can happen to anybody. If you're using alcohol or drugs or things like this, those have to be absolute no-nos for anyone. And driving in a way that's inappropriate has to be a no-no. But even in cases where you're not at fault, things like this can happen and someone can be killed. So it's just a lot of lessons, and I think parents have to, along with school and just the whole community, has to be letting people really be aware of how dangerous these cars really are. It's like most things in the world, Tony. There's a good and a bad aspect to most things, just like human beings will say. So if you control the car, control yourself, do it the right way, then you're going to live longer. You're not going to put other people at risk. And if you are somebody who does this and something horrible happens, you have to learn from it. And other people have to learn how to forgive, too. Because people don't plan, I think I'll go do something bad and cause trouble. Things like this happen. So this is a time where human beings have to not only grieve and feel bad for themselves, but try to also feel bad for those that are left behind and certainly didn't plan to do something, but something horrific happened because of something they had done inappropriately. Tough world out there in these circumstances.
Dr. John Braccio is with the Regional Psychological Services Clinic in East Lansing. Thank you so much, Dr. Braccio.
Tony, always a pleasure, my friend.